sports and technology this week on iHeartRadio on the Tech of Sports. And we're going to be joined by Brian Johnson, city manager of Peachtree Corners. A couple things to talk about, important, including each year about 1,000 cyclists die and over 130,000 are injured in crashes that happen on roadways in the U.S. And to bring attention to that, there's going to be Peachtree Corners is hosting the U.S. Pro Cycling Curiosity Lab Criterium actually today, but this is taped, so it will be already over, but a lot to learn here as the Criterium's a qualifying bike race, but also they're going to be testing out some fun technology and hopefully safe technology. And Brian, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
Talk about the Criterium here for a second. I've covered cycling internationally, and this is a nice size event for you guys. And as Peachtree Corners keeps growing, this events like these keep putting you on the map for sports.
Well, we appreciate it. Yeah, we've had a few recently. The Atlanta, Open tennis tournament was here 2 years ago up at Lifetime Fitness. So we're trying to carve out our niche in the sports world. The cycling race that we're doing here is Criteriums are unique pro cycling races. They're on the road, but it's a combination of almost like your oval velodrome and your road race Tour de France. It's on roads like Tour de France, but it actually goes in a loop, so spectators get to see the cyclist more than just one time. So it's a pretty unique type of race, and the reason we're doing it here is not just because Peachtree Corners said, hey, we should, host a Criterium. It's because of the 500-acre technology testing and demonstration ecosystem that we created here inside of the confines of Georgia's very first technology park called Tech Park Atlanta. It was started in the late 60s, but we took all the interior city streets inside this 500 acres full of tech companies, and we turned these city streets into living laboratories for companies to use to test or demonstrate innovative technology. And how we got into this particular one is we, in January, were out at Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show, and we ran into a company called Spoke Safety. And they have created a technology in which a device about the size of a pack of cards will allow vulnerable road users. Now, that is a term for anybody who really is essentially using a roadway, the sidewalks, crosswalks, or even the travel lane, and is not in an automobile. So it's really motorcycles all the way down to cyclists, pedestrians, e-scooters, so on and so forth. But technology, this company Spoke Safety, has created technology to allow these vulnerable road users their transportation of choice to communicate with cars.
Yeah.
So they were talking to us saying, we've got one that'll should improve the safety of cyclists because we can put our device on a bicycle and the bicycle will communicate with the car. So from a literally speaking, you could go and have the cyclist and the automobile driver both distracted or not aware of each other, but the bicycle and the car are talking to each other. And that may prevent, collisions, injuries, and death. And they were like, we have a partnership with Audi, Qualcomm, BMC Bike, and we want to showcase this new technology for the first time deployed on public roads. And I said, well, that's interesting. I happen to have that ecosystem. Maybe we create an event, and we decided to have a Criterium as a way to show it off. So later on today, the world's first deployment of this technology on public streets will happen between Audi automobile and cyclists with Spoke Safety Tech. And we're going to be showing the world how you can make cyclists, but not just that. It could even be pedestrians. You could put it in your kid's backpack going to school, walking or riding. You could put it in, you know, where have it with you on your e-scooter or whatever, but it'll send alerts to the automobile, and the automobile will get an audible and a visual alert saying cyclists, you know, approaching from the rear, cyclists to the left or whatever. And then conversely, a cyclist, if they're set up right, can either have their onboard computer give them a message saying, you know, car approaching from the rear, or it could even give an audio message through an earpiece telling the cyclist car approaching from the rear or from the left or from the right. So very important technology that we hope will stop the unnecessary injury and death that we have with the collision of vulnerable road users and automobiles.
Yeah, I saw Spoke out at the CES myself, and my question is how quickly can you ramp up this technology? You got to have all parties involved. You know, that was my question and frankly a concern. I don't know. I know you guys, with your position, you can get your partners on board with it, but the general public, what do you think their reaction is going to be?
Great question, by the way, and one that I pose. And here's, you know, I got two answers. One is, from the city's perspective, just so that you know, we created Curiosity Lab merely to be a laboratory to generate activity. And as you know, activity in a city is our currency. You know, healthy communities have lots of activity. So we theoretically don't care how it's used. But we are, you know, we have some, I as a cyclist myself have actually been hit by an automobile, so I do know what it's like. To answer your question directly, here's how it can scale. You know, Audi is going to be showcasing the message to come up directly into the, you know, the dashboard, and that's great. But even if Audi put it in every new car, and every automobile OEM put it in every new car coming off the lot, you and I both know that it'll be 25, 50 years before all the cars have that in the dashboard, because we have old automobiles on the road, you know, for long periods of time. Here's how it scaled. A good example would be, I drive an Infiniti that has, you know, the GPS, you know, system in the car. So if I'm driving somewhere, I plug in where I'm going and I go. Well, my car obviously doesn't have this technology because it's a couple years old. So how would I benefit from it? Well, an example would be, and you know this living in Metro Atlanta, even if I know where I'm going somewhere where traffic can be an issue, I will pull up Waze on my phone. Even though I have a GPS built into the automobile, I'll pull up Waze, not because I don't know how to get there, because I want to see traffic. If they get, you know, apps like Waze, Google Maps, others, now everybody right now could have the ability to talk to these things through their phone. Everybody could. So you can scale it this way through phones, which everybody has. And, you know, make it safer. So that's kind of how you get past your legitimate question of how are you going to scale this thing in a timely enough manner that you and I will still be around when it's, you know, ubiquitous out there. And it's through things like Waze, Google Maps, you know, Apple products, things like that. And so I think there's I think it can really get out there and be pretty prevalent earlier than maybe it would be if that didn't exist.
Yeah, that was my thought exactly, Brian. It has to be scaled through an app, and we, you know, the one device we have with us at all times is our smartphone, and that's really where it's at. Is as you know, as we've seen now in the last decade with streaming and audio and podcasts. Everything's coming through the phone, and wrapping up here with Brian Johnson. Exciting times in the growing community of Peachtree Corners. I've been over there. I used to live near there, and great to see the embracing of technology and you know, for the good of your people, not just, you know, we're not just trying to attract business or money or we're concerned about citizens and safety, and sports a lot of times is the proving grounds for the better of society, and kudos to you for realizing that.
Well, thanks. I mean, look, if the fact that we created this ecosystem and our city streets are able to support this type of thing, if we have a small role in helping scale something that's going to make vulnerable road users safer when they use roads or walk across or along roads, if we can have, you know, play a small role to better and make society safer, then we will take that every day. So, glad to do it. Exciting. Thanks for the opportunity to, you know, let us talk about, you know, what we think will be a great opportunity for us to help this innovative technology grow.
Yeah, anything that makes Holcomb Bridge safer for everybody, Brian, over there by Lifetime,
yeah, sure.
And, you know, heading to Peachtree Parkway, that is a very heavily used road,
yep.
and there's kids and buses and schools and anything that makes that stretch of road and all your roads over there safer, I'm all for. Thanks for coming on this week. We'll revisit this, and we'll put all the links in the show notes and pictures and everything, and have an exciting day over there, Brian.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate the opportunity again. And, you know, let us know when you're back in your old stomping grounds. I'd love to show you the ecosystem and talk about some of the other sports-related stuff we got going on here.
Yeah, you had a good Cuban restaurant I love that you eat at over there, but it closed. So work on that for me, too.
All right, I will.
All right.
You know, I got my action item. So, no, again, thanks again. And, you know, and let us know when you're in the neighborhood. Love to link up.
Thanks, Brian.